about the kingdom of Did? That's where Bartholomew Cubbins lived. Now, it wasn't such a very big country. It was just about so long. It was just about so wide. Well, maybe it was a little wider. Maybe about so wide. All around this happy kingdom, the ocean was blue. And high above this kingdom was a wonderful sky. Wonderful things came down from that sky. It was fun in the winter when the snow came down. It was fun in the spring when the rain came down. Fun in the summer when the sunshine came down. And in the autumn when the fog came down. Every season something different came down. Everybody said, "We sure love our four seasons." Well, everybody said so except one man. Old King Grimalkin. A most peculiar man.
Bah! Spring, summer, autumn, winter. Sometimes I get so mad I could almost throw my crown through the window. As a matter of fact, I think I shall. Boy! Bartholomew! Fetch me another crown!
Yes, Your Majesty. Here it is. But please, that's three crowns through the window already this morning. Your Majesty, why?
Spring, summer, autumn, winter, every year the same old thing, only four seasons. A country like mine should have at least five.
But four is all there is. You can't have any more.
Don't you tell me what I can or cannot have. I am the king.
Of course you're the king. You do rule the people. But even kings can't rule the weather.
So, kings can't rule the weather, eh? Maybe other kings can't, but maybe I'm one king who can.
That old King Grimalkin, he was up to something. And Bartholomew was getting worried. The old king soon was spending all his time walking circles round the throne room, muttering through his whiskers.
Rain comes down, fog, sunshine, snow. I've got to have something new come down. Yes, new come down. But how will I do it? What am I going to do?
For months this went on. Until finally, late one night, when all the lords and ladies of the palace were fast asleep, just as the king was getting into his royal nightshirt, he suddenly stopped still.
Why, of course. It's easy. They can do it for me.
Sir, I beg your pardon. Who can do what?
My magicians, my royal magicians. I'll just command them to say some magic words, and something new will come down from my skies. Bartholomew, blow my secret whistle. Quickly, call my royal magicians.
Please don't bring those men up here. They give me the creeps.
Bartholomew Cubbins, blow my secret whistle.
Very well, sir.
Oh, blow it! They'll never hear that way down there where they live. That's better. They'll hear that now.
And hear it they did. And up they came. Up the long, creaky ladder from their musty dungeon. Up through the empty hallways of the palace. Up the winding stairway of the royal bedroom tower. With their 10 black cats clinking silently beside them, the magicians came slowly on their padded, shuffling feet.
Shuffle, duffle, muzzle, muff. Fister, whister, Mr. Cuff. Mystic men who never smile.
Mystic men in single file. Mystic men in tall black hats.
Mystic men with 10 black cats.
We are men of groans and howls. We are men who eat boiled owls.
Our magic can do anything. So tell us what you wish, O king.
I wish something extra special to drop out of my sky.
Thrista, whista, jibble, jop. King wants something new to drop.
snow and rain are not enough. We must make some wondrous stuff.
Something strange must fall from sky. A real hard job. But, sir, we'll try.
Don't let them. These men, they'll do something crazy.
Bartholomew! Tell me, my magicians, what will you make come down? Well, come on. What are you going to make?
Oobleck.
Oobleck? And what is oobleck?
Oobleck is the stuff we'll try to make come falling from the sky.
Oobleck? That sounds very, very nice indeed. What will it look like?
Won't look like rain.
Won't look like snow. Won't look like fog.
That's all we know. We just can't tell you anymore. We've never made oobleck before.
Well, then hurry up. Make some. How long will it take?
We'll go now to our secret cave on Mystic Mountain, Nika Cave. There all night long we'll work for you, and you'll have oobleck when we're through.
Stop them, Your Majesty. You don't know what you're getting into.
Stop them? No, Bartholomew. Tomorrow I'll have something no other king has ever had. Tomorrow, I am going to have oobleck.
It took Bartholomew a long time to get the excited old king to sleep that night, but finally he snored away. But there was no sleep that night for Bartholomew. All night he stood by the window in the royal bedroom, staring out in the dark toward the mystic mountain Nika Cave. Somewhere up there in their dark and spooky cave, full of owls and toads and spiders and lavender-colored bats, the magicians were working away at black magic.
Let us chant the magic chant. Reeble, ribble, rouble, rant. Walk in circles round the fire. Watch the flames go higher, higher. Fan the magic flames and cry,
oobleck shall fall from the sky. Oobleck shall come tumbling down on every street, in every town.
Feed the fire with wet mouse hair. Burn an onion, burn a chair.
Burn a whisker from your chin. Burn a long sour lizard's skin.
Burn green twigs and burn red rust. Burn a stocking full of dust.
Burn an eel with pale blue eyes. Burn 2 dozen stewed frog pies.
Burn a ton of moldy cheese. Breathe the smoke. And sneeze.
The magic smoke is thick and hot. It sure smells dreadful, does it not?
That means the smoke is now just right. So quick, before the day gets light, swing back the mighty cavern door and let the smoke roll out and roar. Magic smoke, go to the sky. Magic smoke, go high. Snow and rain are not enough. You must bring some brand new stuff. Smoke, you make the oobleck fall. Oh, bring down oobleck on us all!
The sun was just rising out of the ocean to the east. Bartholomew was still standing by the window, watching, waiting. But now, as the sun came up, Bartholomew laughed.
Ha, ha, ha! Pooh, those silly magicians didn't do anything. There isn't going to be any oobleck. Ha, 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 ha!
Then Bartholomew stopped laughing. Was he seeing things? No, there was something strange there, high in the sky. At first it looked like a little greenish cloud, but now it was coming closer, down over the mountains, down over the ocean, down over the farms of the sleeping little kingdom.
It is. It's oobleck.
Now little greenish specks were in the air outside the window. Little greenish blobs, just about the size of grape seeds. Bartholomew reached out his hand. He started to catch one. Then he yanked his hand back. There was something frightening about those blobs. They looked gooey. They looked gummy. Bartholomew slammed the window shut.
Wake up, Your Majesty! Wake up! It's falling!
What's falling, Bartholomew?
Look out of the window. The oobleck is falling.
By my royal whiskers, so it is. That wonderful greenish oobleck. And it's mine. All mine.
I don't like the looks of it.
It's simply gorgeous. When the people of my kingdom wake up and see that oobleck, oh, they're going to be mighty proud of me.
But suppose the people don't like it.
Like it? They love it. Say, I know what. I'll make today a holiday. I want every man, woman, and child in my kingdom to dance all day in the streets in the oobleck. I want to see them throw green oobleck snowballs at each other.
Let's wait a while. Let's watch this stuff and see what happens.
I won't wait another instant. Quick, Bartholomew, run to the bell tower. Wake my royal bell ringer. Tell him to ring the great holiday bell. Hurry, Bartholomew, hurry. Bartholomew, I said hurry.
Down the stairs Bartholomew ran. Then up the steep steps of the high bell tower to the bell ringer's little bedroom in the belfry.
Royal bell ringer, wake up, wake up.
What? Why do you bother me at this hour, Bartholomew?
The holiday bell. The king says to ring it.
Holiday? Fine. What's the holiday for, Bartholomew?
Well, if I told you, you wouldn't believe me. Ring the bell.
All right. Grab the rope. We'll ring it together. Now, 1, 2, 3, 4. My bell never sounded like that before. I better take a look up there. I'll push open this little trap door in the ceiling. Merciful gracious, what is that? That drippy, syrupy, squiggly stuff all over my bell like greenish molasses.
It's all over everything. It's coming down now as big as green marshmallows.
Why, I've lived around here for 85 years, but I never ever saw the likes of this. Look at the town. Stuff is 2 inches deep on the sidewalks. Hey, Bartholomew, down in that field, look at that poor cow.
She can't move. She's stuck. That oobleck is like glue.
And that poor little robin, he's stuck in his nest. Ooh, I'd hate to get any oobleks on me.
Watch out, the wind's blowing it in here. Shut the trap door.
Bartholomew, what kind of a holiday is this, anyhow?
This is no holiday. This is a calamity.
Well, where are you going, Bartholomew?
I've got to find some way to warn the people of the kingdom.
Back down the stairs raced Bartholomew Cubbins, back across the marble hallways of the palace. Through the windows as he ran, he could see the oobleck falling. The blobs were getting bigger, like gooey green plums. He could hear them pelting against the palace walls. Bartholomew raced around a corner. He ran smack into the captain of the guards.
I say, lad, slow down there. What's all the hurry?
Oh, Captain of the Guards, you're the man I want to see. Quick, quick, we've got to warn the people.
Warn the people? Something wrong?
Wrong? Haven't you seen it? Seen the awful oobleck?
Oh, you mean the green stuff that's falling from the sky. Don't get excited, boy. I just asked the king about it. He says it's perfectly harmless.
The king's wrong, Captain. That oobleck's dangerous.
Dangerous? Ha! Are you trying to frighten me? Me, Captain Douglas Van Rensbeck Nicodemus III, commander of the king's great gray horse guards, me scared of oobleck? Ha! I'll show you. I'll step right out there on the balcony and eat some.
Eat some? Oh, no, Captain, don't go out there.
Nonsense, boy. Watch me. Why, this stuff looks delicious. I'll just scoop up a little with my sword like this, and I'll pop it into my mouth like this.
Oh, Captain, you didn't. Oh, Captain, you did.
Captain, tell me, how are things inside your mouth?
Oh, Captain, you're blowing greenish bubbles. Lie down, Captain. Down on the floor. Shut your eyes. Take it easy. I'll call for help. Help! Help! Is anyone awake?
You bet I'm awake, but I wish I wasn't. Come down here, Bartholomew.
It was Bartholomew's friend Gussie. Gussie, the royal cook.
Coming, Gussie.
Bartholomew ran down the back stairway into the royal kitchen.
Gussie! What's the matter, Gussie? Got some oobleck on you?
No, Bartholomew, not me, not yet. But the royal milkman. Oh, the poor royal milkman.
The milkman? Where's he?
Look out the window, down the road there. See his wagon? He can't budge it. That gooey, crazy, greeny stuff is way up over the top of the wheels.
I see him inside the wagon. He's waving his arms for help.
Quick, Bartholomew, put on your rubbers. Get your umbrella. Go out and save him.
Umbrellas are no good in a storm like this. Now it's coming down as big as grapefruit.
And the next minute it was coming down as big as watermelons. Through the kitchen window, Gussie and Bartholomew could see the whole kingdom getting covered. Oobleck, like a thick, sticky blanket of greenish mashed potatoes, was covering up the houses. It was covering up the trees and the mountains. The ocean was full of oobleck icebergs. The whales, poor whales, they were spouting greenish spouts. And then...
You! It's coming in here! It's coming down the chimney!
It's the end of the kingdom. Maybe it's even the end of the world. The king, I've got to find the king. Your Majesty.
Bartholomew Cubbins raced to the royal throne room.
Your Majesty.
But his Majesty wasn't there. Bartholomew raced upstairs to the royal bedroom.
Your Majesty.
But his Majesty wasn't there.
The king, where is the king?
Oobleck, beautiful greenish oobleck.
Oh, he's in there, in his royal bathroom.
Come in. Hello there, Bartholomew. I'm just sitting here singing in my royal bathtub. Lovely morning, isn't it? And how are my people enjoying their holiday?
Your Majesty, don't you know? Everyone is getting stuck. How can you sit there singing in your bathtub?
Why, I find it very comfortable here. Except maybe the water is getting a trifle cold. I think I'll turn on my royal hot water faucet. It's strange. Something's wrong with my royal hot water faucet. I have to twist it a little harder.
Better not, Your Majesty. It may be...
It's turning. Now it's turning. Oh, there she comes. Yow! Oobleck out of my royal hot water faucet. It's filling up the tub. Shut it off, Bartholomew. Shut it off.
Too late, Your Majesty. You're stuck, too.
Bartholomew, save me. Pull me out of here.
I don't think I can, but I'll try. Take my hand.
Pull harder, Bartholomew. Harder.
I'm sorry, Your Majesty. That's as far as I can pull you. I'm afraid I'll have to let you snap back.
Oh, I can't move. I can't even wiggle my royal toes. Bartholomew, do something.
What can I do? I can't stop the oobleck falling.
Then fetch my magicians. They can stop it with some magic words.
Can't fetch your magicians. Their cave on Mount Nicotave is buried deep in the oobleck.
Oh, if I could only think of some magic words. Magic words? I wonder if I could.
Don't waste your time trying to say magic words.
You ought to be saying some plain, simple words.
Huh? Simple words? What are you talking about?
Your Majesty, you've wrecked your kingdom. It's all your fault. All you can say now is say, I'm sorry.
Ridiculous! Me say I'm sorry? Kings never say I'm sorry. And I am the mightiest king in all the world.
Well, you may be a mighty king, Your Majesty, but you're sitting in oobleck up to your chin. And so is everyone else in your kingdom. And if you won't say you're sorry, you're no sort of a king at all. You know what you are? You're just a mean old man. Goodbye.
Bartholomew, you're right. It is all my fault. I am sorry. I'm awfully, awfully sorry.
And the moment the king spoke those words, something happened. Maybe there was something magic in those simple words, I'm sorry. Maybe there was, maybe there wasn't. But they say that as soon as the old king spoke them, the falling blobs of oobleck got smaller and smaller and smaller. They say that all the oobleck that was stuck on all the people and on the animals of the kingdom just simply melted away. Then the old king put on his royal bathrobe. He took Bartholomew by the arm. Together they climbed the steps of the great bell tower. And the king himself rang the holiday bell. Then the king proclaimed a new national holiday, a holiday to celebrate the four perfect seasons, in honor of winter, when the snow came down, in honor of spring, when the rain came down, summer, when the sunshine came down, and autumn, when the fog came down. For the king now knew that four seasons were enough, enough for any kingdom, especially for his kingdom, that was just about so long. His pleasant little kingdom that was just about so wide. Well, maybe it was just a bit wider.